This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, how do you incent behavior and retain top talent? Is the tech shortage a blessing or a disguise? Did you know that money is not the best motivator for employees? Carm Capriotto here, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts, and Bob Cooper, president of Elite Worldwide. He's in the Vision 2022 studio with me, and he shares six key components that you should have in your compensation and incentive package for your employees. See if you have all six. And by the way, I'll be at the Elite Invitational in June 2022 in San Diego, and I hope to see you there. Hey, thanks to our partners Apex and Shopware for providing you this episode. You know, imagine walking into a simulated real-world shop environment with 10 service bays, lifts, and vehicles where you can see product demos and talk capabilities, benefits, and how to use them in real time. Well, you're at Joe's Garage at Apex 2022, November 1st through the 3rd in Las Vegas. Be there. Listen for registration information right here, coming soon. You know, every minute of a tech's day impacts your profitability, so you want to track that time and make the most of it. Shopware's shop management software will give you transparency into each team member's performance. Find out more information, learn more at getshopware.com. Tell them Carm sent you. Hey, another great episode on your way from Vision 2022. Carm Capriotto here. Thank you so much to the entire great team, Sherry Hamilton from Milwaukee, who puts on this great event. We're back after a year being off, Bob. So let me do the formal introductions. Bob Cooper from Elite Worldwide. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Carm. Always great to see you.
Same here. It's rare that I could get Bob Cooper to do two episodes within about 4 months.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. I'm so honored to have you here. It was episode 693. It was in November. And we just connected and said, listen, the holidays are coming. Let's talk about setting goals. So Bob came on and knocked an episode out of the park called Short-Term Goals Will Change Your Behavior. And, you know, Bob has spoken to Fortune 500 companies, a very dynamic speaker. And trust me, if you're listening to this, you're, you know, among the elite or you're an up-and-comer in our industry, and you've probably heard Bob Cooper do a training session and been incredibly inspired by it. So, and I was once, and Bob, I'm trying to remember exactly where it was that I walked in, and I said, I'm going to just go in and listen to Bob Cooper for 10 minutes, and I think I stayed for 40 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
You were doing a thing on rock stars and payroll and, oh, pay plans, creative pay plans, and you know, and I'm sitting there. My job is to learn what's going on in the industry and hear all that stuff. So Bob and I were talking before Vision. I knew he was coming here, and I said, hey, let's get into the studio and knock out another great episode. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. He says, six great components of a great incentive plan. And I said, we're lacking with that in the industry, or at least we have a lot of incentive. They think they're good incentive plans, but they may be lacking components, right? Like you say.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks so much for joining me. Thanks for allowing me to be here. It's really, really an honor. And you had mentioned Sherry a minute ago and Vision. And it's an honor for us to be able to be here. She does an outstanding job, as you know, as all of the listeners know. She does an incredible job for the industry every time at Vision. So to be here is a real treat for me. And to see all these wonderful people is a treat as well. And it really speaks to the industry. It shows that these guys are real guys. They're real people. They really care. They want to do the right things for the right reasons. And you just can't put a price on it. And that's why I'm so thrilled to be here. And Carm, it's always great to be in your company. It really is. I always enjoy the time that we spend together, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to spend some time with you today.
I admire your success and so many people that you have working for you that I know that are just exemplary people.
Oh, thank you.
Darren Barney recently released an episode with him and his wife, Ginger, and of course he's a great operator, but he's also one of your coaches.
Yeah.
And
we have a team of stars.
Oh, you do.
You know, from one end to the other. And the cool thing about our company is everybody that knows this about our company, nobody works for me. When people ask how many people work for me, the answer is no. There's none. They work with me.
Yeah.
We're a family. We're a team. We really are. And I think that's the way that you build a really great company. And I know that you were interested in talking about compensation incentive programs. And I think that that's a really great subject, especially today with everything that's going on with the technicians, Carm. And I think the first thing that I would like to say, if you're ready to get started on this, first thing that I'd like to mention is I think the industry, one of the things that these guys and gals in the industry need to realize is this shortage of technicians is really a blessing. It's one of the greatest gifts that could have ever happened to our industry. And the reason I say that is in life and business, it all depends on how we position things. It's a paradigm. It's how do we look at things? Well, I look at the shortage of technicians as a gift to the industry because scarcity always creates opportunity. Yeah, there's a reason that diamonds are so valuable and so precious and why people want them. And think about it to all you shop owners. If great techs were everywhere, if great advisors were everywhere, then why in the world would somebody want to come and work with you or come to your shop to get their car repaired if everybody is gifted out there? So the reality of it is they're out there. The gifted ones are out there. So I feel that there's three things that all of your listeners really need to consider when it comes to pay plans, when it comes to their employees, their technicians, and their advisors. There's really three things. One is retention. Number two is recruiting. They got to recruit 24/7. I didn't say hire 24/7. I said recruit 24/7. They got to have their fingers out in the industry all the time, their ears up. They got to be connecting with people 24/7. And number three, apprenticeship programs. We're big believers at Elite in apprenticeship programs and growing your own. Most of your listeners, you know, they were guys and gals that came up in the industry anyways. I mean, they were raised at the end of a broom. And look at them today. They're incredibly successful shop owners. So this just argues to the value of apprenticeship programs. So putting first things first, I thought in our conversation today, let's talk about what these guys might want to think about doing with their compensation incentive programs to not only attract the superstars that they'd like to have, but to keep them as well. Because it's sort of like marriage, right, Carm? You know, getting married is easy. That's a keystroke. You know, it's hard.
Staying married
is hard. Well, it's no different with the people that work with you.
Yeah.
Getting the rock stars on board is one thing. Keeping them is a secret. And I've discovered over the years, there's six things that every great compensation incentive program have in common. Karen and I, you know, we founded this company in 1990. Before that, we were in the auto repair business. And I've discovered the best secret, one of the secrets to business, is look at other industries. What are they doing really well in Apple? What are they doing really well in Amazon? You know, what are the world-changing companies doing? What's Elon Musk doing? And how do you mimic that in your business? And I discovered what most shop owners were doing. When I was in the auto repair business, they were throwing money at people, paying them really well. I don't want to be misunderstood, but you know what? Money's not the best motivator. Never has been, never will be. You can never give somebody enough anyways. Look at professional sports, right? You give somebody $10 million a year and it's not enough, right? So the reality of it is money's not the best motivator. And you have to think beyond the dollars and cents. You know, what are people really looking for intrinsically? And I discovered there's six components to every great compensation program. If you'd like, we could go through each one of those.
I'd love to know them.
Okay. Number one, let's call it basic compensation. Oxygen.
Yeah.
What everybody needs oxygen. We all need oxygen. We need water. We need food, right? To survive. We need a roof over our house. Well, that's basic compensation in my mind.
Yeah.
That everybody, every shop owner gives that. Whether they're a good shop owner or not, they provide that. So basic compensation includes things like competitive pay, includes things like uniforms, includes things like training, ongoing training. These are things that I consider basic compensation, paid vacation, things that you would hear any shop owner give, no matter who they are. That's the roof over the head. That's the oxygen. Yeah. That's basic compensation. But it doesn't stop there because superstars want more than just a roof over the head. They want a nice roof over their head.
Yeah.
They don't want a car. They want a nice car, right? They don't want to put their kids in A school. They want to put them in nice school. So what you need to do, number two, is you need to offer people what we call opportunistic income. That gives somebody the right, the opportunity to earn a higher income.
Right.
Show me. Yeah. The more productive they are, the more they can earn. And this is what the top producers are looking for. They're not looking for a J-O-B.
No.
They're looking for an opportunity.
That's right. Again, I think it goes back to the fact that there's a lot of great talent out there that are stuck in a rut and they don't know it, but they're not quite sure what rut they're in. It almost sounds like you're talking to me about Maslow here, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I look over the list, I see Maslow coming right out at me.
Yeah.
Being able to put this squarely into our industry's lap is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Opportunistic income.
Yeah.
Show me.
Everyone needs that. And you know what's really interesting? The superstars, tax advisors, and I mean, you could take this outside of our industry, but when you look at all these gifted people, if you pay them well, if you give them a really good income, and if you give them a good opportunistic income, you know what? Those two in themselves don't work. they got to be there. I don't want to be misunderstood, but those don't work because they need more than that. And a lot of these things are things that I've learned not only from looking at other industries, but through my own mistakes when I was in the auto repair business. And the next one on the list is what I call exemplary performance reward. And this means whenever somebody goes outside of their zone, whenever they do something that is extraordinary, something that is not part of their JOB description, you need to reward them for that. And it could be anything. It could be a dinner certificate. It could be a hug. It could be anything. But they need to benefit for doing something for the company that is not in their job description.
Is this discretionary?
And you call it what? Yeah, I guess you could call it discretionary. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Man, he just did an incredible job. Let's go get him an Amazon gift card, whatever.
Yeah.
And he or she didn't know it was coming.
Yeah. What are we trying to do with people that work with us? We're trying to incent their behavior. What kind of behavior? Well, we're trying to incent them to think differently. We're trying to help them think somewhat like business owners. Well, one of the ways that you could do that is by rewarding them, because any behavior that is rewarded continues. Any behavior that continues that's not being rewarded will cease to continue. So with that said, we need to bear in mind when a guy or gal comes to us, and let's say you have a technician comes to you and says, hey, boss, I got an idea, hon. We get more customers in. Have you ever thought about doing this, boss? Well, that guy or gal needs to be rewarded, regardless whether or not you apply that idea, whether it's a thank you, a hug. Hey, man, lunch is on me. I love how you think. Because if you do that, they're going to give you more ideas, right? They're going to come back and give you more ideas because they're being rewarded. But the reality of it is, if they contribute to the success of the company, darn it, they should be rewarded.
Yeah.
So if somebody comes, hey, boss, I got an idea. Boss, have you ever thought about doing this to save money on insurance? Bingo, reward them. Now, it gets even better. If you hear that they do something in their personal life, in their personal zone, that's outside of their world, yeah. You know what? Reward them for that, too. Hey, Larry, couldn't help but hear what you did with the Boy Scouts the other day, man. You know, you're awesome. You really are awesome, man. Lunch is on me. This is called Exemplary Performance Reward. People need this. They need to be appreciated. Why? They need to be honored.
Bob, why do we need to be told to do this?
I think we need to be reminded to do it.
Please use this inspiration from Bob, mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. episode with him, to reinvigorate or reinvent yourself.
Yeah. You know, Carm, we all need to do that. And all of you that are listening to this podcast, you know, one of the arguments that I've had, and I had this for decades, we don't go to church to be converted. We don't. We go there to be reminded of what we already know, right? And it's no different in what we're doing with these sessions with you, Carm. You know, you bring a lot of really great content to the industry. You really do.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. You deserve hearing that. It's because of you and all of your work that the industry is a better industry, because people listen to what you have to say and all of the people that share their information with you. And then it goes around and people say, hey, I heard this on Carm's show. And it just grows and goes. So, and never forget, guys and girls, random reward, random. Random award brings consistent behavior.
Yeah.
Make it fun. Make it fun. Make it sure that it's from your heart.
Yeah.
Not artificial. It's sort of like, and I don't want to get off subject here, but when you're talking about your external customers, you know, not your internal customers, not your employees, when you talk about your external customers, when it comes to sympathy cards or thank you cards or get well cards, I never, Karen knows this, and people that work with me know this, I never buy pre-printed cards. I don't want somebody at a publishing company to write a message for me.
Right.
It's going to be for me, and it's going to be for my heart. So when people know that you're doing small things for them that are from your heart, that's when it matters most.
Yeah.
Hey, Carm here, and coming up, Bob explains why you can and should be friends with your employees. Hey, if you're like most people, it's becoming increasingly difficult and time-consuming to keep up with changes in the industry, especially those driven by technology. But there is one event that will keep you and me ahead of the curve, and that's APEX, the Automotive Aftermarket Products Expo. The resounding best feature of APEX last year was Repair Shop HQ and Joe's Garage. It is dedicated for you, the service professional. Now there you'll see the latest new products, you'll learn about emerging technologies, you'll hear about the hottest trends in changing consumer behaviors and attitudes, and most importantly, you'll learn how to prepare your business for the future and not be left behind. This is the one show to attend if you're serious about staying ahead of the curve and growing your business. Don't miss out. Mark your calendar now for APEX 2022, November 1st through the 3rd at the Venetian Expo and Caesars Forum Conference Center in Las Vegas. To learn more, visit aapexshow.com. Now, housing is already open and registration will open May 2nd, 2022. Hey, visit aapexshow.com. As much as you love the shop routine you have now, I'll tell you that switching to a cloud-based shop management system will pay off in more ways than you can imagine. Not only will you let go of bad habits that cost you money, you'll free up more time for your techs to fix more cars. Your quotes will be quicker and more accurate, and you'll make more money per part than you ever did before. Hey, we all know time is money, and when you streamline your day, you waste less time on repetitive brain drains. Start fresh by going to your favorite browser and looking up GetShopware.com. And the orange Book a Demo button will set you on a journey for more profit and less stress. You'll never look back. On the web at GetShopware.com.
Let me ask you a question about the Boy Scout analogy or the example that you gave. If you gave the reward to the individual for this going above and beyond thing with the Boy Scouts, and then 2 months later, the same thing kind of happened. Little different situation, but the same story. Would you reward that again?
No, you don't have to. You don't want them to become assumptive that they're going to be rewarded for something that what you're doing is you're rewarding their thinking. You're rewarding, hey, you're a great guy, but not on a continued method. Yeah. It, you know, now they are who they are.
Just I'm going to do this every month because Bob's going to give me a card.
Okay. And you know what gets really cool? Not to interrupt your thoughts, Carl. You know what's really cool? When you have the right people, that thought's not going to come into their mind. That's what makes it really cool.
See, I agree with your answer. I just wanted to hear it from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When you know, this is the secret to any business. You have to have the right people. They have to have the right attitude, the right aptitude, and the right ethics.
They're not going to expect it every time.
If they have those three, I could turn them into rock stars. They're already rock stars. I mean, they could turn into wonderful people working with a company like ours or any company.
Bob, off subject here, is Elite working with your clients to get them to find better hires to help filter them better?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's easy to hire people. We all know that. The easiest thing in the world to do is go out there and find a technician. And I know a lot of you that are going to be listening to this, you're going to rail against me. You're going to, oh, Cooper, you're wrong with that. You know what? In reality, it's not that difficult. There are some fundamentals that you have to follow. What's more important is not that you just hire people. What's more important is that you hire the right people. To all of you listeners, you might want to make a note of this, all right? And the day's going to come, you're going to look over your shoulder, and you're going to remember this one. We hire people for what they know, and we fire them for who they are. This is reality. We seem to hire people for their skill, what they could bring to the table. But whenever we release them, it's always because of who they are as a person. So when you're recruiting people, you need to find the people that have the right attitude. Here we go again, right? The right aptitude, the God-given brain cells to grow into the job and do a good thing, and the right ethics. You get those people, they meld into your company, you're going to do some amazing things with them. So number one, basic compensation, oxygen, that everybody needs. You know, the basic pay vacations, the base pay, you know, the basic compensation that they need, the training that they need, the uniforms. That's number one. Number two, opportunistic income. They need to have the opportunity to earn more and grow with you. This is huge to them. Number three, exemplary performance rewards. They need to know that you need to know in your heart that when they do something that is outside of their purview, outside of their job description, that they're going to be rewarded for it. This is huge. Number four, and guys, all of you males that are listening out here, don't get this one wrong, all right? This is important. Your people are looking for this, whether you know it or not. They're looking for it, and it's called security. You might think that Larry is not interested in security, but you know what? Mary is. And you can never forget, when you hire Larry, you get Mary. When you hire that guy, he's going to go home, and he's going to talk to his spouse or whoever, and she's going to make the decision. All of you that are married, you know what I'm talking about. She's going to make the decision whether or not you're going to take that job. And if she's not happy with you working with that employer, that employee is not going to stay with you very long. So you got to make sure that Mary's happy. You know what Mary's happy about or what she's interested in? Security. She wants stability. She wants to know that her husband's going to be taken care of and that she's indirectly is going to be taken care of as well. So security is really, 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 really big. So when you're talking to the applicants, when you're interviewing people, and Karma, I don't think I've mentioned this to you in the past, but when you're interviewing people, one of the most common questions that you'll hear is, well, you know, what's your pay program like? And the best answer to that is, well, would you like to know about our pay program or would you like to know about our entire compensation incentive program? They'll always say, oh, yeah, tell me about everything. And then this is when you could start explaining everything that I'm now sharing with you, and you could talk to them about security too, which is incredibly important to them, and they all need to know that. Security are things like 401k programs. Carm, security is things like, as silly as this sounds, business cards. Every shop owner out there, every employee that you guys and gals have, should have business cards. After they've been with you for 90 days, they should have business cards. It makes them feel important. They know they're a part of the company. They know they're integrated into the company. Makes them proud. It's not a matter of their marketing. A lot of shop owners say, oh, I don't want to give my technicians business cards. They'll be, you know, doing side jobs or whatever. You know what? Give them the right opportunity. Pay them well. Give them the opportunities that they need. You know, they're not going to want to work on the side anyways.
I remember creating my business card together. Remember that?
Yeah.
And figuring out the title and the graphic. And it is exactly what you're saying. It makes you feel important, official, you have something to hand out to people, and it does give you that boost.
Yeah, see, well said. Well said. What a great comment. Yeah. Listen, there you go, guys. Firsthand. There you go. Look, this is something that you need to really do. This is something that you really need to do. I mean, look, imagine if you're a tech, and if you come to work at Elite Auto Repair, and if my service advisor, Carm, has business cards, and Tracy has business cards, everybody in the shop up front has business cards, but you're a tech, you know what? Well, you don't get a business card. How are you going to feel? You're not going to feel a part of.
I don't want to say the word status. I made it, but kind of it's like that.
Yeah. So security is big, guys. It's something that you can't forget. So that's number four on the list. Number five is tenure. You have to reward people for their tenure. Now look, this is going to go a little sideways on you, all right? I said tenure, not loyalty. In our company, we don't use the word loyalty. Never have, never will. I think loyalty belongs in your spirituality. It belongs in your nationality, your loyalty, your country, your patriotic. Don't talk about loyalty when you're talking about your customers, internal or external. When shop owners say, oh, I got a lot of really loyal customers. Oh, be careful. That sounds like you're taking them for granted now. You're saying they're loyal. You're telling me that they're going to come back to you. Well, do you know that they really are? Why would you have that kind of mindset? Well, with employees, it should be no different. When you start saying your employees are loyal to you, you're assumptive. We don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be the first date. You know, it's always going to be, I'm going to work really hard at this employee. When that employee walks out the door tonight, I don't know if they're going to come back tomorrow. So I need to make sure that they do. So you need to reward them for their tenure. If they keep coming back the following day, you need to reward them for their tenure. Lots of things you could do there. Yeah. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things that you could do. I mean, of course, gym memberships, club memberships, lots of things that you could do. I think one of the best kept secrets is let's go with a 5-year mark. A technician's with you 5 years. You can tell somebody
do
something.
Do we wait that long, Bob? Do we wait that long for 5 years?
No, sorry. Now, there are a lot of things you could do to reward tenure.
You could do 1, 2, and 3.
Things you do.
5's a big one.
But let's say 5 is a big one. You tell somebody, look, Carm, you know, one of the other things that we do, look, when it comes to paid vacations, Carm, after you're with us for 1 year, you get 1 week paid vacation. After you're with us for 2, it goes to 2. Carm, what's really cool is when you get to 5 years, you're going to go on a 2-week paid vacation. But let me tell you what's going to be unique about it, all right? You're going to be able to take your family. And it's going to be an all expenses paid 5-day vacation. You're either going to go to Mazatlan or you're going to go to Maui. You choose. You're going to roll your eyes and go, you're kidding me, right? No, we're not kidding you. We're going to send you on that kind of vacation. Now you're going to go home and you're going to tell your wife about it. And you know where this is going to go, right? You're going to tell other people when you get ready to go on the vacation. You're going to be when you come back from the vacation. So now you're going to be in seventh heaven and all the other techs in the community are going to hear about it. Now people say, Cooper, don't say that, Cooper. You can't afford to do that in the auto repair. You know what? You can. You know why? Because when you think about the productivity of that technician, when you think about the fact that I said still a 2-week vacation, or even if you go to 3 weeks, when you think about what you're going to get in return for this, I mean, how much is it going to cost you to put them on an airplane and send them to one of these places, you know, for a week?
Less than not having them on the payroll.
Yeah. Well said, Carm. Well said. Well said. Well said. Can't be said better than that. Can't miss.
So if I come to work for you, how quickly does that...
I'll put you on a metric calendar, so we'll multiply it by 0.6, right? How does that sound?
Yeah, because you're knowing I have a little gray hair, and who knows how long I'll last.
Yeah, too funny.
Can you tweak a retirement program the longer they're with you?
Well, there's a lot of things you could do.
Yeah.
With profit sharing, there's a lot of great things you could do, but you know what's most important if you want to reward tenure? And this sort of goes with security, too. Is get the people involved in the decisions that you're making with your company. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not talking about just employee meetings. Don't misunderstand. Of course, you have to have employee meetings. Of course, you have to have, at the Elite, we give people books. People that work with us, I probably mentioned this to you in the past, give them books, they read books with us, and they give reports, and they love doing it. But beyond those kind of team meetings, get them more involved in the integration decision-making of the company.
Sure.
They're going to love you for doing that. Now you're talking about big picture kind of stuff.
All the top shop operators, that's what they're doing today. Obviously, from your direction and just from the word of mouth, the network news that's going on in the industry, top shop operators have to stay there. And their challenge is to keep their team, to keep their people, to keep their culture, to keep growing. And like you say, I think this episode is going to go a long way to have people realize what they have to do to retain, as you said, their top talent And there is no technician shortage. You know, by the way, I need to make a comment on what you said earlier, the blessing that we had because of this. And you mentioned apprentice programs, and I'm huge on that. I talk about it maybe almost too much. They say, Carm, please stop talking about apprentice programs. I just started, Bob, recently. I did a great interview with a counselor from the Big Picture program. It's a national program of internship and shadowing. And the big question that we always get, well, where do I find these potential apprentices? Well, you find them from a shadowing and an internship program. So I brought a lady on. We talked about it. It was an incredible episode where these high schools are finally realizing, Bob, that not everyone's going to go to college. But the fact of the matter is, we're in a high-tech business. But maybe it was you one day that said it in a meeting. I can't remember. It was just, listen, if you applied to Google and you didn't get the job, come over to my place because we're just as high-tech. Right?
That's a good message. Yeah, it wasn't me that said that, but that's a great one.
It's a great message. And so I agree with you. This was a blessing if we looked at it for what it was worth. Wow. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And I certainly agree with you. The reality of it is, it depends on how you define stars. And they're everywhere. And when it comes to the apprenticeship programs, and I know that this is a subject that has been overspoken on, certainly within this industry, the reality of it is, the guys and gals that you're looking for to bring in as apprentice, if I was in your business, if I was in the auto repair business today, I'll tell you where I would go to find them. I would go to the spiritual leaders and community leaders in my community, and I would turn to the impoverished parts of my community, and I would look for people there, because I will guarantee you there's young guys and young gals there that are looking for a way out. They're looking for hope. They're looking for a future. They're not looking for a silver spoon. They're looking for an opportunity. You get those young guys and gals in those kind of environments, you'll find rock stars. So, Carm, there's one other that goes on that list of things that you need to offer all your employees. It's called leadership. And unfortunately, most shop owners, they provide it and they know about it, but they really don't think through it. When I say they provide it, they're just default providing it. Here I am, I'm the boss, you know, we'll get things done, I'll handle this, you know, listen to me. But they don't really think through the process. You know, what is their job as the leader of the company? And I think when you're recruiting, I shouldn't say I think, know when you're recruiting, as well as with your people that you currently have that are working with you, they hunger for leadership. They need to know that there's somebody in the company that has a vision, that is clear about what the future is going to bring to them. They have no control over your company. They're an employee of your company. They don't know what the future is going to bring to them. They need to know that from you. So what you need to do, to all of you shop owners, all of you business owners that are out there, you need to articulate that to the people that work with you. It's what your job is. And you need to let them know during an interview, well, Carm, one of the other things that we offer here to lead auto repair is leadership. Let me tell you what that means. You're gifted tech. You really are. I've heard a lot of wonderful things about you, and I know that you could be a real blessing to our company. And I know that if you're working with us, you're going to find that it's a company unlike any other. And I know what when you come to work with us, I'm going to have a job to do too. And there's two things that are going to be really important to you. Number one, you could rest assured that I'm going to be focused on the goals of the company. And we're going to continue to grow. You know, we're going to be looking at a second location. We already got our eyes on some different areas in San Diego here where we're going to grow. And we're going to provide you with great opportunity when you grow with us. We don't believe in ladders. We believe in lattices. We want to make sure that you're able to grow in whatever dimension you'd like to grow with us. That's going to be my job, to make sure that that's available to you. Number two, I'm going to be your coach. And what that means is I'm here to help you continue to develop in every way that I can. Lastly, you're going to have a friend in me. You know, I know a lot of shop owners tell people, look, if you got personal problems, leave it at the doorstep. You know what? As a guy that's married, guy with children, I know that you can't do that. I know that sometimes things bother you at home and they're going to come to work. And I know sometimes things at work bother you and they go home. I understand that. So you'll always have my friendship as well. My friend, I'll always be here for you. And I believe that that's what leadership is.
There's a bunch of people out there that says, no, I can't be the friends of my people. And I think it's an old, easy to hook onto adage. And thanks for bringing that up, because life is tough. And you bring it to work. It's beautiful to be able to say the leader of my company, the one that signs the check, that's setting the vision that we listen to, we follow. may have my back when I need it. I have a story. Thank you. I just said the words. I've been doing more of that here at Vision than ever. Right, Trace?
I think it's the peanut gallery that's helping out.
Yeah, I think, yeah, because she's over there. Yeah. I want her to know this stuff, I guess. And I'll never forget, I had a separate business then of the family business. And I told a little story before. I don't want to confuse people, but I had to go back to my dad. On my way to work Saturday morning, I'm going to stop and see you. And I went in and I said to him, do me a favor, because my dad was an answer man. If you spoke 8 words, he knew exactly what you were going to think and ask for. And so he would say, no, you should do this. And I said, do me a favor, Dad, just listen. So I went on a little mini rant. And it wasn't a bad rant. It was just, here's my issue, here's my problem, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, it was about 4 minutes in, I looked at him and I said, OMG, thanks, I gotta go. And he said, what'd I do? I said, you just listened. I figured it out because I talked it out. Wow. This is Maslow.
Not rocket science, is it?
This is Maslow. You just nailed it.
I think, yeah, it's back to the basics. Business is not rocket science. I think people overcomplicate it. They forget what they should be doing.
Maybe there's a, I'm not going to do that because no one's told them it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have this kind of coaching hierarchy when you bring on a new client because you've really got to put that person into the Cooper Elite litmus test and say, you know, what is it that we need to fix with the owner so that he can fix his company and then retain or engage his people? It always starts with the man in the mirror, right?
Absolutely. I think far too many of the shop owners, and myself included when I was a shop owner, we listened to the wrong people, Carm. We had the wrong mentors. There were guys and gals, our mentors were guys and gals that had really big hearts. They really cared about people, but they didn't really understand people and they didn't understand business. And there's a price that comes along with that.
Yeah.
So when they say you can't be friends with your employees, what they're really saying is they're afraid to be friends with their employees. And the reason they're afraid is because they've had employees take advantage of them. And the reason they've had employees take advantage of them is because they didn't know how to effectively manage people. Voila. So,
and you grow scabs and you get hard and you close yourself off and you don't listen anymore and you spiral downward and you dig the hole. I remember, did I read a book called The Rule of Holes? I think I did. And the answer in the book was you need to know when to stop digging.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true? Yeah. Yeah, well said.
I love that book. Hey, what are you teaching here at Vision? What's your course?
Actually, a course on leadership tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the leader within you. I believe everybody has a leader within them. And just going to give them some pointers on some of the things that they might want to know, put in the back of their mind, and some of the things that they might want to do to become a more effective leader.
When I realized I had to become a better leader, when I sold my business and I went to work at the next level, because that's what I really wanted to do, to work for the people that I sold the business to. I had 60 employees at the time. When I realized I was way underqualified to do what I thought it was about ready to embark on, I went to the bookstore. There were bookstores back then.
Oh, you're funny. Yeah. I think the same thing.
And I went to the leadership section and I started to look. I had no idea where I was going. And of course, I went to the John Maxwell segment. Developing the Leader Within You was the first book I read, where in the first paragraph it says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And I wish I could just get out of the studio tomorrow and hang out at your class. It would be so cool to do. But we're going to walk away with some great interviews, including Bob Cooper here from Vision 2022. Mm. Whoever is going to your class, bonus. Mm. They're going to enjoy it.
Thank you, Karen.
Hey, thanks for what you do for our industry and the great clients that you have and these incredible coaches that are all around the country. And I know so many of them. And, of course, Fly with the Eagles. Fly with the Eagles is it's amazing when you hear, I'm going to San Diego, I'm going to Fly with the Eagles. And I think you created almost a American phenomena about, you know, being a great leader in our industry.
Yeah, I work with some, I'm blessed, as I mentioned earlier. I work with some really wonderful people. Everybody in this organization is just a blessing to me, a blessing to the industry. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. You know, if you want to build a really cool company, you need to understand what your responsibilities are. You need to set the goals of the company. You need to hire extraordinary people. You need to have a plan in place. Never forget the importance of people. And you need to make sure that you make a commitment to the success of the company. You know, we're not going to fail. We are going to make this occur. So it's not rocket science. Thank you again for allowing me to be here. It's an absolute pleasure.
Perfect ending. Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.